Established in 1997 as Bookaroom, Liberty Blue Estate Agents has seen exponential growth in its 24 years of operation and made it through the country's worst recession. The company expanded into property sales in 2015 and rebranded as Liberty Blue Estate Agents. Founder and manager Regina Mangan says that it's important that the team do right by customers.
At the end of the day, our business is very much about people. We rent property and we sell property, and all of this involves taking care of one of the most important decisions that people will make. And it's very important for us that our team are trained and that they are motivated and that they always live by our values. And our values are really important in terms of how we do business. We do the right thing and we take pride in what we do, and we're always growing and innovating. And so when COVID hit, we really did accelerate our whole training plan because we realized even more than ever that the people in our business are our work family. And in order to keep them and motivate them, we really need to train them to be the best. And so that involves so much, I suppose, in terms of commitment to time and financially. We brought in some of the best gurus in real estate coaching, mainly from the UK. And we've also had some great coaches from Waterford who have worked with us in terms of lean and developing our business and developing our people. We have invested very significantly in technology and using real trailblazing technology to ensure that the systems we use are efficient and that we are compliant, and that basically our customers at the end of the day get a really great experience.
Waterford Integration Services is a humanitarian NGO based in Waterford City. It offers support to refugees, asylum seekers and other vulnerable migrants across the southeast region.
Anne Nolan is programme lead.
She says while the team is small, they've built up a lot of expertise over the past 16 years.
We rely a lot on volunteers as well, who are extremely good in what they do and very dedicated and committed to helping us achieve our mission in bringing people that are more vulnerable forward. We also work with organisations like the local authority, Central Library, Waterford AU Partnership, WWETB, to help us to serve and deliver on our education and training programmes, which is what kind of brought us to this juncture here today.
What are some of the main issues that face asylum seekers and refugees when they come to Ireland?
Aside from the social aspects that they kind of meet, you know, in terms of they don't often have the language. Obviously, because of some of their lived experiences in trying to get to a safer place, a safer country, you know, they have come through very traumatic experiences. So their immediate needs are like accommodation, a roof over their head, obviously, you know, access to the very, very basic food, shelter, water, you know, education for their children, if they have any, you know, getting them into the local schools. So, you know, they face a lot of social barriers first. And once those immediate initial needs are met, then we can start to focus on helping people then to progress forward to getting ready to starting a new life and a new chapter in their lives.
So you've obviously made huge inroads there.
Over the past number of years, we have served in excess of 5,000 refugees, asylum seekers and other vulnerable migrants here in Waterford City and County. And that included anything from English language provision, IT skills. It's also then about helping people to get into a job, getting into training opportunities, to moving them forward. For others then who struggle to get into the workplace, it's about looking at other solutions for them.
Emerald Contact Centre provides a customised customer solution for clients. The company is in Waterford about 7 years and works closely with TCC, based in Baltimore in Maryland. Contact Centre Director is Emer Prendergast. She says ongoing training and development is essential to keep up with the changing needs of clients.
Our clients are predominantly from the Agora Publishing Group. The majority of our clients would be based out of the US, but we also have some clients in the UK and across Europe.
How many staff have you, Emer?
Currently about 140.
Okay.
Okay, so you're quite a large local employer in Waterford.
Yeah, as I said, we've been here 7 years, and you know, it's 7 very successful years for us. I know when I joined, I was I think there was 9 people, so it has grown very steadily since day one.
And talk to me about your training and development then, because this is where you're nominated for the Waterford Business Award. So this is obviously something you do very well. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so first and foremost, we're a people business. Any employer will say getting the right person for the job is half the battle. You know, once you do that, you want to kind of equip them well for the role. And that needs to be done from day one. With us all kind of in the last 2 years, we're all kind of thinking automatically of kind of PCs and kits and remote working. And what equally important is to ensure that we equip our people with the right know-how into our L&D department. This is the group that we rely on to keep that training current and up to date. Remember, our clients, as I said, are online publishers. So the products and the offering that they offer changes and adapts daily depending on the market. And we need to be able to kind of keep up with their offering.
And best of luck to Liberty Blue, Waterford Integration Services and Emerald Contact Centre, nominated in training and development. Indeed, best of luck to all nominees in the Waterford Business Awards. The winners will be revealed tomorrow.